Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. How are all of you this morning?
Good.
Isn't it nice for those of you who usually come to the 8 o'clock service to not have to get up quite so early? I like it. For those of you who usually come to the 10:30 service, I'm so sorry. But not really, because I would have been here by 6 anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, I'm glad you're here. Today we have a couple of really amazing stories. Did you remember what they were about? There was a woman who was, she had a disease, very good, and what happened? She went to Jesus, and then what happened? Told her all about herself, and she was?
And then
she was cured. She was cured, totally. Okay, and right in the middle of that story, there's something else that happens, right? Do you remember what it was? You think?
I just forgot.
You just forgot. That's right. They'll do the same with my sermon later. It's a little girl, Jairus' daughter. She's died, and they want Jesus to come, right? Say a few words. What happens to her? She comes alive. Jesus makes her live. So it's all about healing today. Now, have you ever had a cut?
Yeah.
You have a cut, right? Just a lot.
I have a cut.
I see that, but it's interesting that you have a giant Band-Aid on your knee and you did not mention that. Look. You have a serious boo-boo. You took off a layer of skin. And then on the other knee, you have 1, 2, 3 Band-Aids, which is a total of about 8 square feet of Band-Aids. Yeah. You've had a rough week. You hurt yourself, didn't you? So when you hurt yourself, what did they do?
Today.
You hurt yourself today. And so what did they do? They put on Band-Aids. He made his own Band-Aid. He was a Boy Scout. It was great. Yeah, when we hurt ourselves, what do? We usually put on a Band-Aid, right? But is that the only kind of hurt that we ever have where we kind of scratch ourselves or fall down and go boo-boo? What else? Yeah, sometimes you can feel kind of sad. That's another kind of hurt, right? Well, that's good. But you ever have your feelings hurt? Anybody ever say something mean to you? And then have your feelings hurt? Does putting a Band-Aid on that help? I hadn't thought about that. If I was really bummed out, I could just put a Band-Aid on my forehead and I would feel better, right? No, that doesn't work, right? What do we need to feel better when we have those kind of hurt? Prayer? Are you a preacher's kid? Oh, of course, we're going to pray and we'll feel better. Yes, that's true. I think that's really helpful. Pray and a little ice on the forehead. Okay. What else? Anybody down there, when you guys don't feel very good or you're sad or somebody hurts your feelings, what do? Do you go get them? Do you call people names? Does that help? Coco. Coco's like, yeah, that helps. We'll talk later in confirmation. Yeah. No, instead what we do, one of the ways when we're not feeling really good or not doing well, we talk to each other or somebody who loves us. I remember when I was a little one and I felt really, really bad, you know who I talked to? My mother. I know, not all of us like our moms. My mom didn't particularly like me, but I would talk with her. And sometimes I would talk and talk and talk to the point that my mother would say, Jeffrey, be quiet. But it always helped heal the inside. And I think that's part of what Jesus is doing. He's not the woman who is sick. Remember you said she was sick and then he made her feel better? He didn't just... She did not have locusts. We'll talk later. Talk to your mother about what kind of disease it was. I don't get paid enough for that. Yeah, but he cured not just her disease, he also cured her heart. He made her be part of the people who are loved. And that's the kind of hurt I think that Jesus can really help us with. When we pray, when we come together and we sing, when we just talk to one another and care for one another, God heals the kind of hurts that maybe Band-Aids can't make better. So remember, when you're feeling down or when you feel hurt or lost, that being part, lost, yes, being part of God's community, being part of God's children, helps us to be healed. Let's pray together. You ready? Gracious God, we thank you for healing us, for bringing your wonderful good news, and for being with us forever. And everybody said, amen.